you know, they had a great train camp, and then they were I mean, hit hard injury-wise on the offensive line, particularly even in the pregame warm-ups in our game. And so that obviously that contributed to some of their early season difficulties. But it's apparent now that they've overcome it. You know, they've got a good solid group up there. They got back on track last week against Detroit, ran the ball very well, you know, protecting the quarterback. And so defense is playing well. This is a team that's eight of the nine games have been decided by 7 points or less. You know, the one that was not a big win for them.
Running the ball against them, will it be maybe not easy, but easier than it was against Chicago?
Well, I mean, every week's a challenge. You know, I think people have set out over the last few weeks to stop our run. Some teams have been successful, some teams have not. So we're guessing and we're anticipating that that's going to be the focal point. And as it is no secret for us, we have to stop their run.
Your run defense has been good this year, given up some runs over the last 3 weeks. Key to kind of ratchet up a little bit more with what you're facing this Sunday?
Well, I mean, they're gonna try to run the football and win time of possession, do those things. That's the way they're built. And so, yeah, this will be one of our bigger challenges in the run game. You know, we took advantage of the turnovers and some sacks and some third and long situations in the first game against them, but, you know, there's no guarantee. And that's the challenge when you play a division opponent the second time. I mean, there's no way to anticipate what's going to happen. You know, you can't expect just a repeat performances and things like that. It's just, you know, anything can happen. But there's really no secret to this game. It's going to be a very physical ball game. Both teams try to establish a run, stop the run, and just try to keep the ball away.
You expect to get the same kind of defense that you've seen the last 2 weeks now from everybody?
Yeah, I think we'll get some wrinkles from Coach Williams. You know, he's really good at that, so we'll see some different things. But, you know, we showed that we can throw it, and, you know, I would guess their philosophy really is not going to change. They're going to try to make us drive the football. I mean, that's the way they're built, and that's why they've been so successful. And so, you know, we'll just have to wait and see.
Aside from the fact that you guys are division rivals, what is it that makes this rivalry unique?
Well, I mean, it obviously goes way back. You know, we seem like we trade games every year. You know, we had a couple years where we fell behind, but you know, it's our division is unique in that, you know, at the beginning of this year, I think everybody saw improvement from everybody, and everybody, no one ruled anybody out, and you know, they're good football teams in the division. They're winning a lot of games, and you know, it's kind of a, you know, this we played this organization, although we were under a different name, played in their first game ever in the history of the franchise, and we've had some great matchups with them. Their first win in the franchise history came against us later that year, so we've had some great matchups, and they'll continue.
Coach, as you guys get more and more kind of dinged up, guys get more dinged up, how much more important is the depth of the Eric Kings and Dave Balls and guys like that?
Well, it's real important. You know, it's hard. I mean, it's happening all around the league. People are getting hurt. Unless you've got, you know, adequate replacements, then you're going to suffer. And fortunately for us, we've got depth, and our you know, the guys that have been called upon have come in and been productive.
How has that kind of? Would you guys, if you guys didn't have the quality of depth, would you be where you're at right now, record-wise?
You know, it's hard to say. I mean, I think everybody's contributed. You know, there's that saying, when you have issues or difficulties in one area, someone else is going to have to pick it up. So, you know, if we had some depth problems at one position on one side of the ball, the other side's going to have to excel.
Jeff, what has surprised you about this team? You're 9-0. I mean, what's a real surprise to you?
You know, I think that the thing that I'm pleased with, that's encouraging, is that, you know, moments after the Chicago win, it was Jacksonville. I mean, before they got on the bus, it was Jacksonville. And that's, so, you know, they go out, they take care of business, and then they go ahead and focus on the next task at hand, the next month. And that's been one thing we've done all year.
Is that because they're really enjoying this attention that they're getting? I mean,
it's not attention, it's a challenge. It's just, okay, that we like winning, this is fun, this kind of feels good. You know, so let's just win another one.
Everybody's talking about the defensive line or Kerry or Chris Johnson. There are five guys nobody's talking about. That's your offensive line. Talk about the job those guys are doing week in and week out.
Well, you know, Kerry was 31 for 40 last week, and he was protected. And he had opportunities to stand in the pocket and throw the football. And, you know, that credit goes to our offensive line. So, I mean, they've done a great job for them. They've been sacked just a few times and have not taken very many hits. And, you know, for the most part, we've been running the football well. So, I mean, it starts there. I mean, most people outside the building aren't talking about it, but we certainly recognize it.
You go from Chicago, where it was near freezing, if not freezing, to Jacksonville, where I assume the weather's going to be way nicer. Are there anything you do during the week to acclimate your team to that?
You know, the forecast is in the low 60s, actually. I mean, you got a 4 o'clock kickoff, so sun will be down. It'll be cool, perfect. Probably one of the coolest games we've played in Jacksonville in years.
What about the 4 o'clock kickoff? As opposed, you're used to playing a lot of noon games.
Yeah, I mean, we prefer the noon thing, but we understand why they decided to move it. And, you know, we'll just sleep in a little bit longer, get up and go to work.
Your team is made up of a couple of guys who really love the second chance. Dave Ball, Tony Brown. Talk about Tony Brown and Dave Ball for a second, what they've done with this team.
Well, they've certainly taken advantage of a great opportunity, and you know, we're very fortunate to have them. We saw good things in Dave during the offseason and throughout camp. We knew that he was going to be a guy that could come in and do a lot of things for us, dedicated and works very hard. And then, of course, Tony's just gotten better and better. And so, you know, we're fortunate to have the rotation and have that wave going with the defensive line.